This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail broadcast number 433 for Wednesday, June 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are moving lower on Wednesday morning in light of mixed support from comparable oils. The July canola contract loses $3.20 at $624.50 per ton, and the November contract gives up $4.20 at $642.60 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and soy meal are fading, while soybeans are already lower. Malaysian palm oil is higher, and European rapeseed is down. Increases in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the oilseeds. The United States Department of Agriculture will release its June supply and demand estimates at 11 a.m. Central today. Canola will take direction from the market movements in Chicago. In May, the USDA pegged Canadian canola production for 2024-25 at 19.6 million tons, while Stat Canada is further back at 18.1 million. Manitoba Agriculture reports spring planting advances 9 points to 92% complete, with the canola at 88% finished. The department notes that those acres still unplanted due to wet conditions will likely be seeded with canola. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Wednesday morning, with the loonie rising to 73.01 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 72.64. Ahead of the S&D estimates, the trade will closely follow U.S. production and ending stocks for the current and forthcoming marketing years. As well, the markets will keep a close eye on any adjustments the USDA will make to its soybean and corn numbers for Brazil and Argentina. Of particular note, CONAB is set to release its monthly report tomorrow. The USDA announces another private sale of old crop soybeans to China. Today's sale is for 106,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turned lower on Wednesday morning. The July contract dips a quarter cent at $11.78 per bushel. July soy meal adds $2 at $361.50 per short ton. Meanwhile, July soy oil bumps up less than a tenth of a cent at 43.75 cents per pound. Chicago corn is higher as the July contract gains 3 cents at $4.52 per bushel. Chicago oats turn lower, with the July contract down 2 cents at $3.32. The U.S. wheat complex falls back, with Chicago July giving up 15.5 cents at $6.11.5. Kansas City July drops 20 cents at $6.35. And Minneapolis July loses 13 cents at $6.66. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.